The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. Psalm 28:7. Lean in. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. John 13:23. It was the night of the Passover, an event Jesus held with warm anticipation and deep longing. A quiet room was arranged away from the noise of the crowds. It was in this place that Jesus delivered the last of his teachings, teachings filled with rich meaning. Picture this room with me a moment. A simple space with a long wooden table hedged by pillows on all sides. Dimly lit candles sprinkled throughout the room created a blanket of soft intimacy. A room bathed in comfort. The sound of lamb crackling on a spit and the smell of fresh-baked bread wafting through the air. It was the perfect setting for the Savior's final meal with the ones he held most dear. Around the table sat a varied collection of men. They came from different walks of life, yet all followed the footsteps of the Savior. Here in this place, Jesus' disciples gathered for the most important Passover of all. History tells us that John was likely the youngest disciple. He was a tender soul, the weave of adulthood not fully woven into his being. So precious was his childlike faith that he was known as the disciple Jesus loved. There is a tender exchange in this scene that I would like to emphasize today. In a moment of childlike innocence, the young disciple rested his head upon Jesus' bosom. Let's nest right here just for a moment. Can you picture it? A young man on the tip of metamorphosis rests his head tenderly upon his Savior. John, so close he can smell the Lord's fragrance. So close he can trace the steps of the Lord's breath as it enters and exits his lungs. So close he can hear the rhythm of Jesus' heartbeat. So close he can feel the vibration in his chest as he speaks. I wonder, John, how many times did you mentally revisit that room to relive those precious moments with your King? Could you hear the Savior's heartbeat in your mind? Did you capture a fleeting scent of Jesus' fragrance? While Jesus and the disciples basked in the glow of an intimate gathering, an angry tide was silently rising outside the walls of the upper room. Only two people present around the table were aware of the evil plan that would capsize the early church movement, Jesus Christ and Judas Iscariot. Jesus didn't want his followers to be caught unaware, however, so he warned them. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." John 13:21. Across the table, Peter listened to Jesus' disturbing announcement. The fabric of Peter's being was very different than the young disciple leaning on Jesus' bosom. The sharp announcement propelled Peter to action. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke, John 13:24. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, "Lord, who is it?" John 13:25. Fast forward to John 18. A band of Roman soldiers with torches and chains sought Jesus' arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. At the helm of the captors was the very betrayer Jesus spoke of at the dinner table that night, Judas Iscariot. Can you imagine the surge of anger in Peter when he saw Judas among Jesus' enemies? Judas' actions provoked Peter's zeal. Given Peter's nature, it is not surprising that he lunged in front of Jesus to protect him. See John 18:10 and 11. Peter's unbridled passion, though understandable, was a fleshly response that met a sharp rebuke from Jesus. Though he didn't understand at the time, Peter was out of step with God's will. By continually seeking God's will, we put the Lord's desires first. When we step away from human understanding and into the mysterious, amazing realm of higher thinking, wisdom falls like rain, revealing God's divine thoughts and plans. It was around a table in an upper room so many years ago that John demonstrated the perfect posture of a child of God. He leaned in humility, love, and respect. John stayed close to the one who possessed supernatural strength. He listened to the deep mysteries that fell from Jesus' lips. he turned to the one who knew God's will, and he followed him from the upper room all the way to a cross he did not understand. When we master the discipline of leaning, our relationship with Jesus takes us to a whole new level. Leaning produces strength unimaginable, and leaning puts us in God's perfect will. Question to ponder: is there an area of your life that you know you've been leaning on your own strength rather than leaning on the Lord?